And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The celebration by the left of Charlie Kirk's assassination has reached disturbing new depths. In Toronto, a substitute teacher thought it appropriate to show 10 and 11-year-olds the uncensored footage of Kirk's murder multiple times while telling the children he deserved it. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's taking even further steps in his state. Over 100 teachers will be losing their certifications for what he called reprehensible social media posts about Kirk's assassination. State Senator Mays Middleton went even further, calling for these teachers to be placed on permanent do not hire registries. Meanwhile, in Virginia, Chesterfield County School Board Chair Dot Heffron posted an image suggesting Kirk's murder was acceptable, complete with Nazi comparisons. After massive backlash, she's now resigning, but not until the end of the year, because apparently she needs 3 more months to poison the district's culture. But perhaps nothing captures the moral bankruptcy of our mainstream media better than ABC reporter Matt Gutman, who called the assassin's confession texts, quote, very touching. Tyda Robinson admitted to murdering Charlie Kirk in front of his children, and the text messages that he sent to his trans-identifying partner, Gutman said, were touching and showed a very human experience. He was moved by the killer calling his transgender partner, quote, my love. That's your mainstream media right there, more concerned with humanizing assassins than mourning their victims. In a rare bit of sanity, the Trump administration is ending federal funding for research using aborted baby parts. HHS confirmed that 17 grants initiated under the Biden administration, totaling $22 million last year alone, will not be renewed. And RFK Jr. pledged during his confirmation that he would be ending this practice, and he's delivering. And a little more moral confusion, we've reached the peak cultural insanity when a woman claims she's married to an AI, and this particular AI is an assassin, a digital version of an assassin. And she says she talks to the digital killer daily. They've named their future children together, and she calls it her best friend. This is what happens when a society loses its moral compass and any sense of reality. Houston's underground abortionist Maria Rojas is finally facing justice with 15 felony charges for running illegal death mills while pretending to be a doctor. If she's convicted, she could spend life in prison. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus, or you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you could do at FortisInstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.